You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Good morning. This week in Punk Stock, we're going to discuss some of the crazy plays that happened, as well as one very big piece of news that dropped late last week. It seemed like nothing slowed down in the OTC world, so hopefully it's another exciting week. As always, this is not financial advice. Do your own studying, do your own DD, and without further ado, welcome to Punk Stock. So last week we had a bombshell drop. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, decided that they're finally going to go after Facebook. And why, you might ask? Well, in their own words, for suppressing, neutralizing, and deterring serious competitive threats. Simply put, for being a monopoly. Which I guess by definition you kind of could say they are, along with a lot of big tech companies. In Facebook's own words, Mark Zuckerberg even said it's better to buy than compete. Which we saw them do with Instagram and WhatsApp. In this investigation that took place, there's a lot of emails and evidence stating that Facebook officials said that WhatsApp, Instagram, and other social media outlets were threats to Facebook's hold on the social media industry. Now, buying those companies to neutralize them as a threat to Facebook? That's a gray area to me, as if that's legal or not. Because we've also seen companies like HP and Oracle do the same exact thing. Personally, I think the deals with Instagram and WhatsApp should have never happened. But they never put a check on Facebook, so what's different now? According to Tim Wu and Scott Hemphill, it goes like this. In 2012, the durability of Facebook's monopoly was unclear, and it was widely thought that Google Plus would emerge as a major competitor to Facebook. But here in 2020, we know that the monopoly was durable and that Google Plus was not significant. Beyond that, more emails have come out, more third-party testimony, and more evidence of a general serial campaign to eliminate competitive threats, large and small. And the anti-competitive effects, less privacy, more ads, and so on, are now matters of fact rather than prediction. Which that quote kind of confuses me more. Yes, I agree with all this, but still, why didn't you do anything back then? Maybe a listener could explain this to me. If anybody does have insight that could kind of clear up how weird and cloudy this is, feel free to DM us. As for the stock's concern, we have seen it drop a little bit since this news is broke. I'm very curious where this is all gonna go. Can a tech giant like Facebook actually be broken up? And if the FTC wins, does that mean Amazon's next or Google? It'll be very interesting to see. With that said, let's move over to the crazy OTC market that's continued. In our chat a few weeks ago, we talked about riding the hype and not believing it. And that couldn't be more true, even in this hot market. We saw TSMP, which hit the 30s last week, which seems like it's on the backside of the move now, hovering around at 18 cents. And don't get me wrong, there's been plenty of plays on the backside of the move. Whether you've been shorting or dip buying, it's been great both ways. And I will also add, dip buying panics, not any random dip. Make sure the volatility is there so you could also get out of the stock. Another one we had rise up last week was S4. This stock has had an insane run over the last few days, going from sub penny all the way up to almost 15 cents on Friday. And I believe it was the first day of the breakout, but it was like an 800 or maybe even 1,000% gainer on that day. It was an insanely scary stock to trade. Anyone watching the tape in the level 2 can definitely attest to that. So any move I made was in and out, because it seemed like there were crazy 40% spikes up, but also 40% spikes down, and I just didn't want to risk that. However, on the other hand, it is a bummer to see it run without you. The first time I traded this, it was only at a cent, and then again on Friday at 9 cents. And I'll repeat this again, it closed just beneath 15 cents on Friday. Absolutely insane breakout with crazy volatility. I don't feel too bad sitting out these ones, because it almost seems like a bag holder's trap in a lot of situations. Especially when you're looking at that level 2 in tape, there's just something weird happening, I just don't want to get caught. I'll take the gain quickly and get out. You can always trade again. However, it would be nice to have somebody whisper in your ear and tell you to hold on to it. So the last OTC I'll go over is RSCF. This one had a multi-month breakout on the 9th. Now, I haven't traded this one at all during its breakout, but I've been trying to study and pay more attention to multi-month breakouts and very key levels where a stock could really fly. Now, this one far exceeded my expectations, and it's nice to see the pattern work out, so that'll be very good for my tracking material. We're also on fourth green day in a row for RSCF, so there should be a panic coming hopefully soon for this thing. But if it keeps going up, I really don't mind because that just means the panic's gonna be that much sweeter. We've been getting a lot of good panics between all these runners recently. Some executions have been tough, as I'm sure most of you know, but there's not much that's as exhilarating as catching a nice fill on a panic dip buy. So that wraps up our Monday episode of Punk Stock. Hope everybody's as excited as I am to see what happens this week. We have a lot going on in this market. Make sure to tell your friends about Punk Stock. Make sure to rate and subscribe and follow us on all social media. Hope everybody has a great week. See you next time.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.